From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS.
Moncrief on News Talk.
This is the time of the year when many families will be planning their holidays, thinking it will be nice to get away with the kids. But when you go, while the weather might be a bit better, it's pretty much the same as it is at home. If the children are young, they'll still make the same demands. Plus, they might not like the heat. They might refuse to eat the food. Is it worth going at all? Anne Sheeran is a mother of two, and she's just taken to TikTok to explain why she's not going to play that game anymore. Good afternoon, Anne.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So run us through your kind of experiences.
Yeah, so I have two kids. They're 4 and 2. So we've been on a family holiday every year. And I suppose as the years have gone on, my expectations have been managed with a holiday. It's definitely no longer a relaxing, chill, restorative experience. It's just parenting elsewhere with less resources.
Yeah. And have they enjoyed it at all?
They have, they have. And it is absolutely still important. And we still will always prioritise a family holiday, but we'd usually only go for a week. I feel like by day 6, we're all dying to get home to our houses, to our beds, to everything that we have to make parenting easier. But we do still definitely do it because they really enjoy it. And we do enjoy it, but it's just, as I say, a little bit different.
Do they enjoy all of it, or are there aspects to it that they don't like so much?
Well, for sure. I think like they don't want to sleep anywhere that's not their bed. So I think for us, a night away is completely out of the question because that's just a night of no sleep. They do eventually settle into a new place, into a new environment, and they will kind of enjoy it then after a couple of days. But like the first night is usually always quite a tough night. So yeah, that definitely bedtime's harder. My kids, I suppose the rest of it they enjoy. Like they're very good with kind of different foods and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, very much we have to stick to routine on holidays. So naps always still happen. So that's, I suppose, another big chunk out of the day that's dedicated to making sure they're still in their routine. And I suppose then you can't do maybe there's some of the things that you would have done previously on holidays, like exploring and days out and things like that.
Yeah. No, they're too young for that. You wouldn't do that here, really.
No, exactly.
Is there an alternative to that?
Yeah, well, I suppose we will kind of always do like road trips and things like that when we're going. So if we go away in Ireland, we'll kind of like plan the holiday around when they're going to nap. We'll be in the car for that time. And then we'll go somewhere there where there's always at least one bedroom, if not two. So then we can go down and have a glass of wine when they're in bed, because there's nothing worse than being stuck in a hotel, stuck in the bathroom while they go to bed early, or else worse, you're going to bed at the same time as them. But I suppose what we've done in the past couple of years is kind of make our everyday life a little bit more enjoyable and maybe a little bit easier, and prioritize spending money on that rather than the kind of big, lush holidays that you might have previously gone on before kids.
Yeah. And what kind of places did you bring them to?
On holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been mostly to kind of Portugal and Spain. And I suppose that's kind of been an intentional choice. It's kind of somewhere that we have previously been familiar with. So we kind of know where we're going. I think that familiarity is really important when you're going away with your kids. We haven't really gone any further than that. And there's no plans really at the moment. And we've kind of always gone to really family friendly resorts. So somewhere that has kind of a kids club, a pool, a playground, that kind of villa style. So you've got your like bedrooms and then your kind of sitting room as well. And that has worked really well. But again, it's about managing expectations.
Yeah. It's a holiday. I mean, in as far as they enjoy it, it's a holiday for them, not for you.
Yeah, that's it. And we're just there to facilitate it.
Yeah. God, that's a bit disappointing. Do you, what age do you think you will be able to bring them away at?
Well, so on my TikTok, a lot of people were saying that it kind of changes after 5. So yeah, naps have kind of stopped at that point. They can kind of stay up a little bit later. So they, you can kind of do things that the whole family enjoys rather than kind of catering to them when they're very small, which you need to do, of course.
Yeah. Even 5 might be pushing it, to be honest with you. They start having a will of their own then.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
And then you can get problems, you know, when they get a bit older, then they'll start being a pickier about food and that kind of stuff. And then there's a whole range of other problems as well. And also, yeah, if they can run around the place, then you're constantly chasing them to make sure they're slathered in, you know, sufficient factors so they don't burn the heads off themselves.
Exactly. And then you're worried about the pool as well. You know, you just have kind of less resources and more things to worry about.
Yeah. Oh, God. One of our listeners says, when my boys were quite young, I brought them to Kerry for a few days. We ended up doing a world tour of Kerry playgrounds. They had a ball. I'm sure they did, really. So would it really be better if, you know, if you have someone to take the two of them, that, you know, the adults go away in their own little break for a while and then, you know, you bring them places they'll enjoy and don't have any expectations from that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, if you have like the grandparents or the family or whatever, I definitely would recommend that. And then also my husband and I will kind of do our own thing with friends as well. We'll definitely get a weekend away each with friends. So we know the kids are like happy at home with their other parents and we can kind of have a little bit of a break. But yeah, at the moment it's trying to tag team to do it.
Yeah. Holidays are gone then, really, for the foreseeable future.
Well, they are different. So I do think it is important. I think just kind of having that change of scenery, even if it is just, you know, down the country to an Airbnb in Ireland, you do build memories that you wouldn't build at home. But I think for us, what we really like to do is go on days out, and we kind of do that maybe once a month. We'll go somewhere like the zoo, just spend the day out of the house, eat out, and then we get to go home to our own beds and everyone sleeps well that night. So it does feel like a little bit of a like mini holiday. It's not a 2 week break, but it really is kind of more a start of now than going away would be.
Yeah. Now, are your pair in, are they in daycare of any sort, or what's your arrangement?
Yes, they're both in creche. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like the summer then is, you know, presumably it closes for the summer and then, you know, those long months stretch ahead of you and you have to entertain them somehow anyway.
Well, thankfully, creche still opens for the summer, but we will be starting school next year. So then we will have the whole battle of trying to fill the summer and camps. And I suppose then you have to take your holiday at the most expensive time of the year as well, because prices massively inflate in school holidays. So, yeah, that's a whole other challenge ahead.
Yeah. And thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Anne Sheeran there, as you heard there, mother of two little kids. We didn't bother taking our kids on holiday with us until they were 7 or 8. Thankfully, our parents and siblings were happy to help out with babysitting for a couple of days. Daniel says the idea of planning a holiday around the availability of kids clubs is horrifying. Thank God we didn't have kids and enjoy our adult only holidays. Someone else says when my boys were quite young, I brought them. Oh, I brought the one out already. In 2007, we brought the two-year-old and one-year-old to Mallorca, which my wife called the worst holiday of our life. She paid for it from her SSIA money, which I still get reminded of. Don't know what we were thinking. Someone else says, rather unsympathetically, sorry, but surprise, surprise, you're a parent. Holidays are different. Are they holidays at all? Brendan says, I know Ireland is great, but I don't feel like it's a holiday unless I get on a plane. A lot of people would feel that way. We used to do self-catering when our kids were small. I renamed it the concept of same crap, different sink. I went to Ibiza for 2 weeks with my children last year. It was our first holiday abroad. They were 7 and 9. I suppose at that age, you're at the point there where they can appreciate it. Or maybe if you're going to go on holidays, you know, go with another couple who have kids and maybe you can, you know, divvy out some of the responsibilities or indeed bring parents. If you want to do that, of course, not everybody would be crazy about that idea.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka-Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka-Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just two scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get $20 off an order of two bags or more now through January 31st. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.